Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Inflation, it is a worldwide challenge to central bankers. And I welcome my eye on central banking. That would be Joseph Sternberg. He's in London. He writes political economics. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. The central banker of the United States is Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve. He has spoken. Inflation is the challenge. 2%. Average is the ambition. The central banker of the ECB, Christine Lagarde, has spoken. The inflation is the challenge to all of the European Union, and the rates will continue to rise until. And the central banker of London, of the United Kingdom, Andrew Bailey, has spoken, raised rates again because inflation is undermining the confidence of the British people. Three central bankers, three opinions. Or is it? Joe, a very good evening to you. They look like they're in lockstep. They look like they all spend their lunchtime trading text messages. Is that accurate, Joe? Good evening to you.
Hey, John. Well, it's not precisely accurate to say that because, I mean, certainly they would deny that they coordinate with each other in any serious way. But I think that what is going on is a couple of factors that are leading to an outcome that makes it look as if they were coordinating with each other. The first factor is that they all belatedly realized that they had a big inflation problem and that their policy errors, in 2020 and 2021 had contributed to this inflation that we are seeing really across developed economies, including starting to pop up in Japan. And, you know, they've realized that they were very late to start dealing with that. And the other thing that they've realized is that the interest rate increases that we've seen are the only tool that they think they really have to deal with this. And so that's creating this environment where they all face various forms of political pressure to keep raising rates until they get the inflation under control. Now, I mean, I think that there are increasingly going to be some challenges that they will face there, one of which is the mechanism by which they think the rate increases are going to control inflation may not actually be what's happening in the economy here. And so they might have trouble knowing when their policies are working and when they're not. And then I think that the other political problem they're going to have is that it is true that inflation rates are starting to slow. So prices are still going up, but they aren't going up as quickly as they did before. But a consequence of that is going to be, you know, pressure from the people who lose out from the rate increases, who will say, well, hang on. I mean, what you've already done is working. So just let that continue to work and let's let the pain stop instead of increasing rates any further. And I think that that political dilemma is also something that is in common for all of the developed economies right now.
I want to concentrate on the economy you live in, the British economy, because Andrew Bailey has been much ballyhooed and much criticized, depending on your seat in Parliament. But in any event, and he's not quite, as I understand it, totally independent. But then again, the chairman of the Federal Reserve reads the headlines, so I don't use the word independence as a slight. In any event, there's talk in Britain of a recession. Comes up often on the front pages of the newspapers. And that is not the same that we have here in the United States. So is there discord there? We're raising rates without the fear of a recession. Andrew Bailey is raising rates with the presumption of a recession. Does that change things, Joe?
Well, I think that the U.S. and the U.K. are interesting mirror images of each other because the big surprise in the U.S., you know, sort of the expectation was that the U.S. would be able to execute a soft landing. Here in the UK, the expectation all along has been that there would be a recession, and it's been difficult to understand why there isn't a recession. I mean, households are paying much higher monthly payments for their mortgages because in the UK system, payments rise much more rapidly with interest rate increases than they do in the US. So that should be exerting a gravitational pull downward on household consumption. Business investment was already chronically weak in the UK, and so you would expect that that would continue falling and would tip into a recession. And the surprise has been that it hasn't happened yet, even as it becomes harder and harder to understand why not. And I think that that is piling pressure on Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, because, I mean, certainly the inflation is much worse in the UK than it is in the US at this point. It reached higher highs and has stayed there for longer. And the UK has also suffered more inflation over the past decade than the US had before. Bailey is now under a lot of pressure to keep that under control. But in this environment where there's the sense that the Bank of England has much less wiggle room because the broader economic environment was so parlous at the start of this tightening cycle.
And on the continent, the European Union, where Britain used to reside but no longer, the Christine Lagarde-led European Central Bank continues to raise rates. They started from a negative, which I never quite understood theoretically. And they're now around 5, I think. I might have that. I might be falling behind. Are they also dealing with a fear of recession? I don't get a uniform number out of the ECB because there are too many different economies. I know Germany's flatlined and in recession. Does that mean the rest of the continent is?
Well, I think that that is a serious concern because the ECB is probably the one of the major central banks in developing economies where actually they are dealing with the very real appearance of recession, which has showed up in Germany, which is the Eurozone's largest economy. Although it's interesting there, I think that there's a view the German downturn has actually been fueled by a drop-off in consumption that was caused by the inflation. So there, it's not clear whether the thing that is creating the problem for economic growth is the central bank's action to control inflation now, or whether this is actually a consequence of Christine Lagarde's inaction earlier to control inflation. So I think the issue there might be actually there will be some pressure for her to keep going to get the inflation under control and hope that that helps somewhat to boost consumer confidence again.
Now we come to the wish upon a star part of Wall Street. Cuts. I see that there is a federal banker in Philadelphia in the U.S. who points to the possibility of holding rates steady. This is Mr. Harker of Philadelphia, and talking to rate cuts next year in 24. Are rate cuts something that is in the wind in the UK or the ECB? And how do they present this, Joe? We're going to raise rates now and you're all going to scream, and then we're going to cut them and you're all going to cheer. Is that how they talk about this?
More or less. I mean, certainly the signaling from all of the central banks has been that they are going to maintain higher rates for a longer period than investors currently expect. And I suspect that is even true, that that's going to be what will end up happening. But, you know, I think that what has happened is that we've all lost a lot of perspective since 2008, which was when interest rates reached their historic lows near zero. I mean, a rate of 5.25% in the UK, or it's also at about the same level in the US, historically is not unusually high. And until relatively recently, you would have assumed that that was an interest rate that was sort of consistent with high quality economic growth, where you had a lot of productive business investment, increasing productivity that was driving inflation adjusted wage gains. So from that perspective, I think the real question is, why should rates fall again, even after the economy stabilizes. I mean, it might actually be that we're now hitting a level where interest rates would be more suited to keeping inflation under control while still encouraging productive economic growth.
Now we come to the part that I enjoy, guessing what the Federal Reserve sees in the numbers that are all public. We had an unemployment number at the end of last week, and it pointed to a slight, well, the terms of art here are important because I don't want to influence anything, but the word cooling was used. At the same time, the Federal Reserve in the United States, the central bank in the United States, says it's watching employment. That number last week, under 200,000, was that what the Fed is waiting to see, and they'll wait again for another month before they meet? Does that please them, or is that alarming to them?
They do want a cooling labor market. Now, I don't think they should want that, because there isn't actually a lot of empirical support for this theory that they have, that if you can pull down employment, you can pull down inflation at the same time. But this is the model that they operate on, and so they will interpret any sign that the job market is softening as good news.
So therefore, we should look upon the next number and the next number as all jobs numbers consistent with their plan to hold the line and consider the data. That sounds positive for the U.S. Is this a surprise in the U.K. and then in Europe that the U.S. is doing so well, given our profligacy of spending, the Fitch downgrade, the doubts about the banks? Are they surprised in Europe?
It is definitely a positive surprise at the moment that the U.S. economy has been performing as well as it has been. And I think there's an element of mystery to that, precisely because you wouldn't have expected it to happen, as we have had not just the rate increases that we've seen, but it's happened very rapidly. And so far, this appears to have happened without triggering any great disruptive upset in the financial system, even though we had a couple of bank runs back in March. But again, I think that one of the problems is that you certainly want to hope that it will continue as it has been, and that we will have the soft landing, and that we'll be able to achieve this transition to higher rates without a lot of disruption. The only thing that should give us pause is that the time horizon tends to be a bit longer than you would want it to be. And if you think back to the 2007-2008 crisis, that did unfold over the period of about a year to a year and a half. And you would have long stretches of 5 or 6 months at a time where nothing would happen, and you would think that you were over the worst of it before there would be the next stage in the crisis. And so I think that we have to very much hope that we have only just had a hiccup and will then continue as we have been, and hope that we are not in a situation where we're going to start seeing these little tremors with increasing frequency until we develop some sort of serious problem.
The foreshadowing music in the background. Joseph Sternberg, he is a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. He writes political economics. We're going to turn to one of the mysteries of the United Kingdom next. Heat pumps. I'm John.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.